of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Christopher P. Holmes. That's H-O-L-M-E-S. What's the P stand for?
Patrick.
I'm just always curious about things. And your website is zeropoint.ca. And we will take calls with questions and comments after our first break in about 4.5 minutes at 800-313-9443. And we were talking about free will before we went to the break. And, I mean, is it at all possible that these people might actually be the synagogue of Satan?
Yes, absolutely. I think there are people who lose or sell their souls. I think they're hollow inside, empty inside.
And they're past feeling. They've, you know, after you've committed a sin, like say you lie or you steal or cheat or something, don't you feel that people begin to be hardened, the more criminality that they're involved in and the more mistakes that they make, that they just simply, as you say, they give away their soul, and oftentimes in for a remuneration, for money?
Yeah, it's they lose their heart. Like what my teaching about is the awakening of the human heart, and I believe that when children are born, they still have an inherent feeling of what's called the bliss sheath within the heart, but that as a person is traumatized through their life, they form knots or veils around the heart, and they lose that inner feeling of the heart, and in a way then, as the heart turns, so the soul, they lose their soul. In a way, they're controlled by the lower motives of money, sex, and power associated with the three lower chakras, and they don't make it to the next level of evolution, which is the awakening of the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are soulless, and then they sacrifice care, see, and they lack the capacity of remorse of conscience that most people have.
So you're talking about ponerology. You're talking about that 5% of the population who are pathological.
Yeah, in my book, I have a chapter explaining human psychopathology and the causes of war, according to the mystic Gurdjieff, and he calls them husnamuses, people who lack the divine impulse of conscience.
You brought up the Rothschilds, and you said that Mrs. Rothschild, the wife of Mayor A. Rothschild, said, "If my sons didn't want war, then we wouldn't have war." Now, according to the biographies, the books that have been written about the Rothschilds, they regularly attended the synagogue. In fact, they had their rabbi over on, I believe it was Saturday night, and the senior Mr. Rothschild, and he used to spend hours and hours talking about Judaic values. And yet these people were, you know, apparently dedicated to their religion and dedicated to the Talmud, not so much the Old Testament, but certainly to the Talmud, because that is their holy book. And from that, they decided that they would make money off the by killing the rest of us.
Yeah, you know, Deanna, I've studied Jewish mysticism as well, and I've studied the Kabbalah, which is a very profound mystical symbol, and I studied those sources for many years without ever realizing this whole thing about the Talmudic Judaism, and it's only in the last year or so that I really learned more what the Talmud is and this whole satanic aspect of Jewish teachings.
Okay, Christopher, we do need to go to a break. We will be right back, and we'll take some phone calls if you'd like to call in.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Our guest today is Christopher P. Holmes. His website is zeropoint.ca, and we were talking about the Kabbalah, and I note that many people in Hollywood have associated themselves with the Kabbalah, and if we were to judge some of that behavior of some of those people, like Madonna and her obvious Satan worship at the recent halftime of the Super Bowl, I think that we can kind of get an idea of exactly what the Kabbalah is. Certainly, she does not represent anything that is uplifting and beneficial to mankind. And given the her behavior and the movies that she has starred in, it's certainly culturally devastating. We do have some callers, so why don't we go ahead and take a call? Let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. This idea of no planes hitting the towers, that it's some kind of hologram or something, I don't want it to divide people that realize it was a inside job, but there's got to be some kind of a formula in physics that would explain it. I guess it's energy equals mass times speed. But anyway, those planes were traveling at 500 miles an hour, and I would expect them to crash through steel, probably not come out the other side. They did not do it. Now, the whole buildings came down, and those planes all broken up into little pieces, that they would be pretty hard to find. I think if they actually did search through the rubble, they would find the engines, the landing gear, and such.
Well, you know, Wes, they actually did find one big piece of airplane, but it was something that didn't belong to anything that they said flew into the buildings. And I think if you have you watched September Clues?
No.
Oh.
See.
Well, you know, they actually had, you said that they, you know, of course, these aluminum planes went into the steel building. And in the film, September Clues, they actually had the nose coming out the other side. How do you explain that?
What coming out the other side?
Yes. This is called the nose out shot. And it is the most compelling evidence that the pictures, the images of the airplanes were faked. And what this showed was it showed the airplane coming into the screen on the right-hand side and penetrating right through the building so that the nose of the airplane poked out the other side of the building as though the airplane had gone right through the building. And the nose coming out of the building was exactly the same as the nose going into the building. Now, this obviously was faked. Now,
yeah.
People who think there were no planes, you just have to look at the evidence. You have to look at the September Clues series.
I would certainly not expect that. Well, it could not happen. The nose would not be intact on the other side. But what about the woman that was standing in the hole in the side of the building? Explain that to me.
I don't know what there's explaining. It's certainly not. She couldn't be standing there if it was reaching the temperatures they claim as required to burn, to melt the structural steel. I mean, it's a complete hoax. It was no airplane. Why do you think they brought down the second tower first? Because the firemen were about to arrive on the scene. The fireman says, we only need two hoses. We almost got the fire under control, and then they would have arrived, and there was no airplane. So they had to bring the second tower down first because they were about to discover the hoax.
Most of the fires were on the other side of the building from the woman who is standing at the entrance to where the airplane went into
Wes, how do you explain that all the fires were on the other side of the building?
Well, at 500 miles an hour, the fuel is going to be on the other side.
Wes, the buildings were constructed in to withstand an airplane, a large airplane going into it.
They didn't fall because of fires or airplanes.
That's not what I said. I said the buildings were constructed to withstand the impact of an airplane, and it would not have brought the buildings down.
Well, I understand. The airplanes and the fires did not bring the buildings down, but they could have. They'd have to make that building out of kryptonite to stop an airplane traveling at 500 miles an hour.
That's completely fanciful. It's completely wrong. No, that's not true. The airplane, the wings of the airplane are made primarily of aluminum. They penetrated the building, the steel outer frame, and then the floor trusses. The airplane would obviously have broken up on impact, and some of it would have penetrated, but most of it would not have. It would have broken up. It's completely imaginary. And also the pilot, John Lear, said those planes couldn't possibly have been traveling at that speed at that low altitude. It was a physical impossibility. This is John Lear, the pilot for 9/11 Truth. It's fanciful. There were no airplanes. You have to realize it's the biggest hoax of the 21st century. It's a fraud. It's TV fakery.
A 45 caliber bullet from a ACP-45 is not traveling a whole lot faster than 500 miles an hour.
Well, wait a minute, Wes. What does that have to do with an airplane? You know, the air is too thick to travel that fast, so low in that area, and with that mass, it just is not physically possible for that to have happened. The buildings were constructed to In the event of... Okay, Deanna,
the airplane should have bounced off and went down to the ground. I will watch this film again. What is it called?
September Clues, and it's...
September Clues, and the airplane should have bounced off and fell to the ground. Thank you.
It is linked on the website, the radio schedule website.
And, Deanna, I'm not saying the planes would necessarily have fully bounced off, but what would have happened was not what we were shown of the airplane slipping completely into the building unimpeded. That wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. And to have the cutout, I mean, that reminds us of the, you know, Woody Woodpecker cartoons or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a joke. All they did was blow a hole in the building. And there were reliable witnesses on scene who claimed that they saw the whole thing and there were no airplanes.
Exactly. All right, let's take another call. Let's take Bill in Missouri, the Show Me State.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
All right. You guys just took what I was going to tell that last caller was all he's got to do is go to the aircraft manufacturers. He can download the manual for that airplane, and they tell you what maximum speed is for the altitude you're at, and there's no way that plane can travel at that speed that far down in the atmosphere. Just can't happen.
Yeah. And that's only a part of some of the inconsistencies. Like you have the nose out shot, and then you have different videos of the airplane hitting the building, but different videos show different trajectories. One shows it on a horizontal plane, another shows it on a sharp incline.
You know, he could take a full can of soda or beer and try to ram it through just a small concrete block and see what happens.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. This was, what was that steel, 4 inches thick?
Yeah.
And there were hundreds of columns 4 inches thick plus all the concrete.
And also, Bill, when the planes went into the building, supposedly, they were interacting with the floor trusses, the cross pieces of each floor.
Sure. I mean, Go ahead. I don't know how many hundreds of feet of steel and concrete combined that it would have to travel through, but it's impossible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's as unlikely as the building's falling down in 15 seconds.
Well, I want to say thank you for your movie. I've shown it to a lot of people, and it's probably one of the most succinct and direct-to-the-point ways to get people to actually take a look at the whole 9/11 thing in a different light. So, thank you.
Bill, it's not my movie. The movie was produced by Simon Schack. I began watching the movie, as a forensic psychologist, I realized the importance of the movie because it's all based on the media coverage of the day and how phony it is. So what I did was an analysis of the movie series, and it was even praised very highly by Simon Schack, who thanked me for producing such a
Have you been able to find other instances in the media where they're staging events and trying to pass it off as real news?
Whatever, political
or monetary. Have you seen any of the things put out, what's the website, wellaware1.com, and he's saying that a lot of these people we're seeing are actors, and they're putting these plays that they pass off as news over and over again?
Yeah, that's like the Montreal shooting, which was just actresses. It was staged. Whenever the elites want new gun laws, what they do is they stage a mass murder using weapons so that then they can come in and to protect the public, they enforce new anti-gun legislation.
I had no idea how prevalent it was till I saw that well over one site, especially his take on the whole shooting down in Tucson. And you start looking at it, and I was just amazed.
Yeah, they've done them around the world, and every time there's all these enigmas, like there was an Australia shooting.
Gentlemen, we have to...
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Christopher P. Holmes.
Do Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Christopher P. Holmes. His website is zeropoint.ca. And we do have some more callers.
Oh, Deanna?
Before
we go to a call, I had failed to mention before, you were talking about like the truth movement and it being scripted. And I think it's very informative to see how Alex Jones and Jason Burmes deal with anyone who suggests there were no airplanes. They completely cut them off. They won't even listen to them.
Well,
and I think it just shows what people are realizing about Alex Jones.
Okay. I personally believe that we should look at all the alternatives. We should make up our own mind. We should evaluate ourselves, what we believe. We should look at, okay, planes, no planes, everything, and then draw our own conclusions and not depend on the conclusions or the perceptions of other people, particularly when those other people have a certain agenda. And, regarding the scripted things, the scripted people, the actors involved in some of the events. I mean, even if you look at the BP oil spill, Lennon Honor, who is very, very good filmmaker, did a wonderful film on that. And people should see that film because it's very interesting. There were actresses involved in that.
Deanna, have you ever seen the picture of the BP oil? You remember they were showing all the oil gushing out?
Yeah, it's the same picture day after day after day after day.
There were pictures on YouTube where you could see a door open in the background. I think that whole thing was staged. It was really, the whole thing was phony.
Of course.
There was a door opening in the background. The whole thing was being done in a tank somewhere.
Yeah. People should watch Lennon Honor's film. And if you need the URL for that film, I just email me and I will provide it. Okay, let's take Arthur in Georgia. Arthur, welcome to the program.
Oh, good afternoon, madam and sir. Wasn't going to call in, but that one fellow a little while back just kind of got under my skin just a tad bit. Had me and my nephew here scratching our heads. I'm kind of like, I'm right along with you. That video, September Clues, is absolutely fabulous. Folks, if you haven't seen it, you really need to watch it. But, you know, when they talk about the argument of the plane, first of all, the most obvious question is, how does a passport get through an entire fireball like that put to the ground without being singed? But I'm a firm believer that if you just look at the evidence, it's a no-planer, okay? My nephew and I both have, between the two of us, some 35 years of professional contracting experience building everything from houses to, I was involved in building the new flight simulator at Milkdale Air Force Base back a number of years ago in Florida. I've helped build big bank buildings. My nephew's been involved in these kind of contracts. And all of us, both of us can tell you, it is absolutely impossible. It is a physical impossibility for an aluminum shell aircraft to fly through, penetrate, shatter, crack, split, break, or whatever other word you want to use, through steel columns. It can't happen. So these boneheads who keep talking about a plane hit the building, it's not possible. Those buildings were not only designed to withstand that various type of impact, they were designed to withstand multiple impacts. And this is what people are not getting. An aluminum plane cannot penetrate that type of steel, let alone go through the entire building.
Exactly, Arthur. It's just like an impossibility. It defies all the laws of physics, structural engineering, material science. It's just impossible.
The plane flew through the studs.
My nephew's cracking jokes over here, flew between the studs. oh, I tell you, we just, and you know, here's another thing, too. It's the first time in history that planes vaporized, and it happened with multiple planes on the same day. I mean, this is why I have such a problem with these people. They just will not use their head. Common sense tells you that it's not possible.
The captain threw the passport out the window.
Yeah.
Anyway,
absolutely,
would you like to throw
Arthur.
That in there? People,
well, Arthur and Luther, we really appreciate your comments.
Yes.
Did you have another comment, Arthur?
Well, that was valuable, what Arthur's saying. Like, here's a man with engineering background and work on buildings. He realizes, like, it's completely fanciful to think these airplanes would penetrate the building in the manner it did, cutting across four levels of the floor bracings and the floors. It's just completely fanciful.
Right. Well, we really appreciate that, Arthur.
Thank you so much for
calling in and giving us that information. It's good to hear from professionals who have that kind of experience. All righty, let's take Anthony. Oh, we're going to a break, and then when we come back, we will take Anthony from Texas when we get back. And I must ask you, Christopher, why you have a picture of Madonna on your website, and it says a tribute to Madonna.
Yeah, okay.
You got some explaining to do, buddy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back. Our guest today is Christopher P. Holmes. His website is zeropoint.ca. And before we went to the break, I said I was wondering why you had Madonna on your website. I mean, I think she's an amoral piece of garbage who has impacted the values of millions of young women. And but I'm going to take some callers while you think about that. Let's take Anthony from Texas.
Thank you for taking my call. I usually like to at least call in one of the shows. But then I'm calling on yours because that one guy that came on and tried to, distribute false information. I mean, he didn't know. Then again, I don't have the knowledge of Arthur and Luther as well. But let me understand this. There were no planes that hit the towers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It was video fakery.
Okay. There is a segue to this. Also, I understand that they said the planes were flying at 500 miles an hour, which is less, was 200 miles less than Mach 1, which at this point in time is almost impossible to do that at this altitude. Why? I'm in the heating and air conditioning. Because hot runs to cold. And if it's hot, heat does not run to heat. Heat runs to cold. So in other words, when you're in high altitude, the cold goes to heat, and there you have a transfer of temperatures. So if it's warm, heat to heat does not transfer very well. So there's no way possible that plane could be at that altitude and then, you know, I mean, travel at that speed, at that speed, and then hit, and then at that, of course, the plane is aluminum. Hypothetically, there was a plane. That plane would have buckled. Maybe 10 feet of plane may have penetrated, but the rest of it would have buckled.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. The planes couldn't have traveled at the speed that they were portrayed as traveling at on the media footage. And that's been established by John Lear of the pilots for 9/11 Truth. But you can do it. You can move a video graphic as fast as you want. It can defy any laws of physics.
Right. You can do anything in video. I mean, look at Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Exactly.
All righty. Well, thank you, Anthony. Did you have another comment?
Okay, I guess we lost that.
I guess not. Okay, let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have a very simple method to show people that what happened can't happen. And if you look at the testing video of aircraft that are landing, when they're doing fire retardant studies, the aircrafts land at a slow speed and they run into pylons that they set up, which rips off the wings and causes a fire. It's very visible that these things are not on there permanently. I mean, they just come right off. So to try to translate that to, you know, a huge aircraft flying into a building, it just doesn't make any sense. And people can immediately see that these things just buckle. And that's something they can't refute.
Exactly. Exactly.
So all you have to have is some of that test video that shows exactly what happens. That's
very
all I had.
Good. Thanks, John.
Yeah. Sure, bye.
See, I really feel, Deanna, that this is such a profound another level of understanding 9/11 was the involvement of the media in staging the event.
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Only the images of the airplanes, but then the scripted witnesses. And this takes it to a whole other level, because then it leads to what we talked about earlier, who owns the media.
Exactly. All righty. Let's take Irene in California. Irene, welcome
to
the program.
Hi. Yeah, today, I don't know who was on Mike Harris's show, The Short End of the Stick on RBN, but he made a statement that the steel that was hurried up and shipped off to China never made it there because it vaporized.
Wow.
So
that's interesting in
it
light
is,
of
very
some of what Judy Woods has said about how the taking down of the towers, it mm-hmm. seems that they've used some other technology that we don't really understand. She calls it dustified. That somehow this massive building, it should have left a debris pile 10 to 12 stories, but it didn't. And instead, you had all this material, which is returning to molecular form. So I don't think we really understand what they used to take down those towers. There was something else that we don't understand yet.
Absolutely.
Right. And then another thing I wanted to make, too, is kind of like off the subject but still there, is like if the Jewish people own Hollywood, then how did Hogan's Heroes come out and not something to do with the Holocaust, if you get what I'm saying? And then and back in the 80s when I was in school, I was never taught about the Holocaust. So it just proves that how they try to slip this in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I appreciate your call, Irene.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All righty. Let's go to Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Christopher. Deanna, I want to acknowledge you. It's incredible. Every time I think we've gone down as far as we can go in the rabbit hole, you take us to a new place, and I am so appreciative that you challenge our minds, that you challenge us to think and really understand who we are and stay awake and stay wide open in our consciousness.
Well,
and
thank
on this,
you.
I I really appreciate the new people that you're introducing me to and the rest of us. Mr. Brown, I really appreciate that you're the work you're doing. And listen, if they be the great deceivers, I say that we are the great perceivers, the perceivers of truth and what is and always has been. It seems to me that, and I want to touch on this about the Mayans and the Mayan times that we're in, supposedly, is that the word Maya means mass of illusion. These times that we're in, we're in times of illusion. Many illusions are out there. There's layers upon layers upon layers on all these topics that you covered, Deanna. And I'd like to ask Mr. Brown his perception of the energy patterns and of who we are as truly as conscious beings. And I'd also like to ask him if you ever met Jose Argelis.
No, I haven't met Jose Argelis. I think the 2012 date was a fabrication of the Illuminati as one of their endpoints to try to bring about changes by that date. And in terms of energy patterns, my most recent article I published was entitled "An Alternate Model of the Higher Dimensional Structure of Human Existence." And I believe that a human being has a God spark in a divine source element, and that is clothed in different bodies, and that we live in a multidimensional universe. So my writing, besides my truth activism, previous to that, my writing's all been about an alternate model of the nature of human existence, because I maintain there is a higher dimensional holographic physics to the human heart. And it's much too complex for me to try to explain that now, but that's really what my work deals with.
Well, I mentioned Jose Argelis, and Argelis passed away a year ago this month, and he was the one that discerned some and interpreted the calendar, one of the many calendars that the Mayans had. But his perspective of it, and I met him in 2005. His perspective of things is that we as human Homo sapien, he believed that we have many more DNA strands within us, but they've been suppressed over many, many, many generations. They've been suppressed so that we would not wake up to this, and that's what the Illuminati, they want to keep us suppressed. But he says that we have many more DNA strands that are yet to be awakened, and we are in these times now. And I don't believe that 2012 is the end. I believe it's a opening to a new doorway to a new beginning. And when we start waking up to these possibilities, we have tremendous creative, loving, compassionate possibility potentials within every one of us. And so he believed that this calendar, one of the calendars, was a personal evolution calendar, and as you follow it, the energy patterns of each symbol for the day, if you just embrace that for a few minutes a day, it actually awakens another portal in your consciousness. Now, I've been following this for many years, since around early 2000, and I've come to notice that whenever I follow it, that my dreams are more significant. My consciousness, I have intuitions during the day that something's going to happen. I know about it before it happens. And would you speak to that, about the DNA strands and what you understand about our consciousness evolving?
I disagree with the idea that the evolution of consciousness has to do with awakening these other DNA strands, because I think the DNA structures are mainly responsible for the physical body but not for the subtle bodies. And I don't believe the evolution of consciousness has to do with the DNA as such. I think there's a higher dimensional holographic physics to the human heart. It has to do with zero point fields and higher dimensions and hyperspace.
So
I think the DNA, I think the DNA is only related to the structures of the material body. So I have a very alternate view.
So in the esoteric and in the etheric body, are there patterns there?
Well, I would say the main pattern, you have a central heart chakra, and then three channels and seven chakras. So the circulation of light in the inner anatomy follows the pattern of 1, 3, 7. But it's set from the heart. There are three channels, connect seven chakras. This is all in the subtle anatomy. And that interpenetrates the different material bodies you have. So I believe that the answers are more along that line. I believe the DNA in the material body is responsible for the material body, but not for the subtle bodies. And your DNA all breaks down upon death anyway. I believe this has been another hoax about the importance of the DNA in spiritual evolution.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I see that the Mayan calendar, the true Mayan calendar, and the one that's the, what Jose Arguelles called the personal evolution calendar, I think it may hold a clue as to how people, a practical way where people can start a process of waking up. And it can actually happen the more people that acknowledge the energy pattern for the day, which is called again, by the way, K-I-N, that energy pattern for the day, the more people that simply give it some acknowledgement and notice it, they start to wake it up for themselves, but all, collectively we wake it up for everyone. We are door openers for each other. So would you speak to that about a simple way that people can follow to start awakening? Because it's very mystical and it's very esoteric for many, many people. That's very confusing, and they can't really get it through religion. I don't believe in religion. I believe that we're all spiritual and in nature. And so can you speak to that about a way that people can actually a process where they can learn to wake up?
If you go to my website and look at my book on the Gurdjieff teaching, there's a chapter on the practice of self-remembering, which is what I've practiced for 40 years. And it's a method of trying to develop awakeness by remembering to be self-aware at different moments through your days and life. And you cultivate that by remembering to come back to yourself and breathing and sensing and being present. And you try to cultivate this in your life. It's called self-remembering. And I think
I would agree with that 100%. I'm going to look more into your website. I really appreciate it, Diana, that you've had Christopher on today. Thank you, Christopher, for acknowledging some of these topics and these issues, and thank you for being such a door opener for the rest of us.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for your kind comments. All righty, let's quickly take Joel in Wisconsin.
Howdy, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Joel.
I'm a lady. I'm
okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
That's my pet peeve, but that's okay. I'll let you off the hook.
It takes guts to challenge whether or not there was planes on 911, especially going into the towers. That is like a sacred cow compared to the Holocaust. Anyone that even questions whether there was planes or not gets jumped on by anybody that's either fooled or is behind the scam. And I'd like to say one more thing. So I congratulate you for taking the guts to take that on and just use common sense and logic. The other thing is, all the information that we get about 911, and I mean all of it, comes from the perpetrators of the crime. Now, in trying to analyze what happened from what they gave us is pretty impossible. The only thing we can do with the evidence, so-called evidence that they do give us, is to use it against them, which is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To try to come to some conclusion from the evidence that was fed to you by the criminal is really stupid. But to analyze it and use it against them is all we can really do. We'll never really know what happened. We have to be satisfied with that. We just have to know that they did it, and their evidence proves it, and end of story. If there was no planes, we weren't attacked. That's how deep that rabbit hole goes.
Indeed.
Yeah. And this is a major step forward, I believe, in the 9/11 truth movement. And, Deanne, I did want to mention there, I'll be attending the 9/11 Vancouver conference scheduled for June 15th to 17th of this year in Vancouver, and I'll be presenting my research at that conference.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
And also, if people go to my website, if you go down to my homepage, you'll find the link to my chapter called Fabled Airplanes, which is a chapter from my book, 1137. And it's the material that Deanna and I have been speaking about today. That's all available up on my website.
All righty.
Did you want to ask about Madonna?
Thank you, Joel. We're going to the break. But yes, and we still have another caller on hold.
Okay.
But yes, I want to know. I'm not letting you off the hook. I want to know why you have a tribute to Madonna.
It's a long story in a way, partly because there's certain of Madonna's songs I've had this strong identification with through the past years.
Well,
and it all goes
I've got
back.
A question about that, Christopher. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'm just teasing you, you know. But not about having Madonna on your website.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
That is H-O-L-M-E-S, and his website is zeropoint.ca. And why do you have Madonna on your website?
I hope she isn't the evil high priestess as you seem to think she is. And I know she was that and served that role for the Illuminati through the decades. I hope Madonna's turned, and I think I've watched her Super Bowl performance. Second last song, the last two songs of it are beautiful. The second last song is all about opening the heart. And the last
Bomb, it's very easy to create rhetoric and then do terrible things physically. I mean, you can mesh 90% truth and 10% disinformation. I mean, look at what her activities have done to the values of millions of young women. I see nothing to pay tribute to her, no matter what kind of music she sings, no matter how pretty it is. I see no redeeming value in, that's just my opinion. And we do have some callers, and we should take Scott from Massachusetts.
Hi, Deanna.
Yes.
Thank you for all of your work. I appreciate it very much, and I love to listen to you. Thank you.
I wanted to
say that Mr. Holmes' idea that DNA has no connection with the heart is probably true after having identical twins and seeing that with identical DNA. And Madonna's a haunt of devils and demons, and this is from a father with two daughters. And I abhor everything she does. I just can't watch. I turn it off. I get rid of it. I made them do the same. But that being said, they had two totally different spirits. My wife and I are two totally different people, and one had my wife's spirit and one had my spirit. But they were DNA identical. And I do believe that there is some kind of spiritual inheritance. And I don't know how that works, but there is a spiritual inheritance because we have identical DNA. And if I was in the basement and heard one of them walking upstairs, I could tell which one was walking by the way they stepped. Because one stepped like me and one you didn't hear. So,
amazing.
You know, This is a very interesting thing. As far as the buildings, as I watched it, I learned when the building came down, the first one, and it started falling over and then it straightened out, I looked to my partner and said, they're steering it. That was my comment to my partner. They are steering it straight down. And, you know, and for that, none of the physics works. None of it works. And, but I do appreciate what you do, Deanna, and I just wanted to call about that spiritual thing that
Thank
I
you,
believe
Scott.
I believe that Mr. Holmes is correct. And then I have a question.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. We're out of time. We just ran out of time too quickly. Christopher, thank you for being on the program. And I hope you'll take Madonna down. I like you anyway, but I don't like her at all.
Okay, Deanna, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Appreciate all of you.